This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. In cities like Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, residents are hooked up to a municipal wastewater system, but there are plenty of areas in Washtenaw County that are not. There are roughly 48,000 residences in the county that have on-site sewage disposal systems. A leaky septic system can cause a myriad of environmental problems, particularly if it's located near a waterway. We've also learned that the problems with these systems grow more prevalent in spring, which is now just a few weeks away. My guest today deals with these issues every day. David Cotton is with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality's on-site wastewater program. And for those who are hooked up to a municipal wastewater system, my guess is we probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about septic systems on our property. But it's exactly what a good portion of the state is using. According to DEQ figures, there are about 1.4 million on-site septic systems in Michigan.
Historically, we thought of these issues as out of sight, out of mind. And now we realize that our septic systems need to be permanent and will recharge. When we discharge into the ground, they're either going to recharge our groundwater, which is our drinking water, or they're going to discharge into our streams and our lakes, which have different environmental impacts.
As we look at potential for new regulation, the funding for even oversight and enforcement is currently lacking. So if this is going to become a greater part of the way in which we manage wastewater, what options are left to us to make sure that these systems are, in fact, working as they should and not contaminating our environment?
That's not a super simple question. Has a lot of angles, but one of the things that we know is that when we design systems, and if we have a good site, we have good dry soil, that we can put a conventional septic system in, and what we should be thinking about is saying, well, how often should we inspect those systems? And that may be every 3 to 10 years when we start to look at some more marginal systems. And what is happening across the country is we're starting to use advanced treatment technologies as a regular, somewhat conventional solution to our problem sites. And some of those systems have mechanical parts, and we need to be looking at those and making sure they're being looked at on an annual basis, just like your home boiler. Washtenaw, for instance, has a program where if you have an advanced treatment system and permitted through the Washtenaw County Health Department, then you need to annually submit a report that somebody's looked at it and get an operating permit. And that is an appropriate model as we start to look at systems across the state.
And do you see an avenue by which we get there?
You know, the last legislative session there was, and since about the middle of about 2002 or so, there have been many proposals that have gotten into the legislature to say, how are we going to move forward to have some level of minimum standard or uniformity across the state when we're looking at these small systems? And that's one of the ways to look at that, is from a legislative standpoint. One of the things that we do at DEQ in our program is a lot of education and making sure we understand, as the culture has evolved from a temporary solution to a permanent solution, that we have a better awareness of what we're doing and applying the appropriate and understanding the appropriate science.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and our Issues of the Environment conversation with the MDEQ's David Cotton continues. And David, if I have a septic tank on my property, what would likely be the first thing I'd notice if there is a problem?
So sometimes you won't notice anything if it's just getting into the groundwater and in the end getting into any kind of drainage system. So you may not notice anything, but one of the classic things you'll notice is the area that melts first in the springtime with the snow. And we don't have that this year, but it may be the area that comes up greenest first. Areas in the yard that are soft and squishy outside, that's what you might expect to see.
If we've gotten to that point, then there's already a serious problem with potential contamination.
There is a potential public health problem right there, and it indicates that the wastewater we're sending out to our leach field is not going down because it can't. It's starting to plug up and it's coming up. Another sign that you can look for is if your fixtures, your bathtubs and the toilets and things don't drain as well as they normally do. And that can be a backup in the septic tank and not wanting to accept the liquid as quick.
So then it comes back to making sure you are doing the regular maintenance that you referred to before to try and prevent that. If there is one of these malfunctions or breakdowns and it causes a leak in the environment, what are the responsibilities of the owner? Are there penalties, fines, or remediation beyond the property?
It is against the local codes and the state health ordinances to have any surfacing effluent. If there's effluent that's surfacing in your yard or due to your system, or if it's breaking out and getting into the ditch or into a waterway, then that is against the law. And the health department can issue a pump and haul so that you pump your septic tank often enough that it's not leaking up onto the surface. And if you don't do that, then there can be fines, yes.
If you were in the market for a new property and you were going to buy in an area where an on-site septic system was going to be a part of the purchase, what would you advise a potential new homeowner to do in making sure that what they have is, number one, safe, and if they're putting in new, what is the best option for the property?
Well, that's a great question, David. You know, if you're in the market to buy a piece of property or to buy a home, an existing home, it's really worth your time. And actually in 11 jurisdictions, it's required that you have your system evaluated, your septic system, and to make sure all of your permits are in order, but to have a thorough inspection of your system, which would include at a minimum to find the septic tank and open that up and have somebody, a qualified person, to make sure that it's functioning right, to go and identify where the system is. Very often, any system that's been put in probably since 1970, the local health department will have a permit on that and very often are very detailed drawings as to where the system was supposed to be. A new septic system can cost, you know, depending on the site conditions, and it can cost anywhere from $3,000 to $25,000.
And you get what you pay for, so I assume the quality between the $3,000 system and the $25,000 system is significant.
You know, that is a little bit of a misnomer in that Mother Earth is one of our best treatment options. She's not always as efficient. So if you have a very good site and you have year-round unsaturated conditions where you're putting your system, then you have the opportunity to have excellent treatment. If you're in an area where you don't have the room to do that or where the environmental conditions are marginal, you've got a shallow water table in the spring, which is much of our land does. If you have non-percable soils in that high clay content, then you may need to provide treatment in front of trying to get rid of your wastewater because the land may not be able to do the treatment. It may be as simple as bringing in a raised mound, so bringing in a pile of quality control sand and building your system in there, designing an area where it's going to be dry underneath. Or you may need to put in a small package treatment plant. Like our municipal systems use, only redesigned for single-family use.
And that's when you see the higher costs come into play.
Exactly. And additionally, all systems have an ongoing operational cost. If you need to look at it every year, then that operational cost is going to be higher.
But I would assume that you're paying taxes every year if you're hooked up to a municipal system, so there's ongoing maintenance costs no matter where you are or how you're going about it.
That is an excellent point, Dave, because when you're on a wastewater treatment, a municipal treatment system, you have a sewer bill. And that is part of that cultural shift is that if you have an on-site system, you still have sewer costs, whether that's a pump out every 3 to 5 years or you have a system capital cost replaced. The cost to have an on-site system can range from $10 to $30 a month, depending on the complexity.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. I most certainly appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on. This is an important topic.
That is David Cotton of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality's On-Site Wastewater Program. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.